So if we're spending time of El preparing for Rosh Hashanah, which is certainly one of the main points of El, then we need to look at the Amidah of Rosh Hashanah. And truth be told, we could spend the whole of El just working on the first Baracha. But that's something that is essential for the whole year round. So rather than spend too much time on the first Baracha of the Amidah this time round, I'd like just to give a few insights and then move on to the main thrust of the Rosh Hashanah Amidah and to the Yom Kippur Tefillahs too. But first things first, as we start with the Baruch of Avos, and the Sefer Tetzos Chaim says as follows, that the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah established that the first Baruch of the Amidah is Avos, Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu, our God and the God of our fathers, Elokei Avraham, the God of Avraham, who found his own unique way to Hashem through the pathway of Chesed, Elokei Yitzchak, the God of Yitzchak, who finds his unique pathway through the pathway of Gevura, of Din, and Elokei Yaakov, who's the synthesis of Tiferes, the harmony that brings it all together. The Anshei Knesset HaGadolah established that we start with this, Kedei Sheyamshech HaAdam Alav Yirah, in order to inculcate within ourselves this notion of Yirah Shamayim. Because the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, were the human beings who were most attached to Hashem in this world. It's true, they were human beings. They were Mulubash and B'chay Megashmi. They were clothed in flesh and blood like we are. But they are the prime example of where a human being can reach, of where we can get to in terms of attachment to Hashem. They reached the pinnacle of Ludovkova, to attach ourselves to Hashem. And it's true that none of us can managed to reach the level that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov attained in their lives. But nonetheless, we are meant to challenge ourselves, we are meant to ask ourselves, when will my deeds reach the deeds of my forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? And even if we can't achieve that sense of Dveikus 24/7, at least when we daven, and we let go of our physical selves and we're in touch with our higher selves, our spiritual selves, we can start to begin to get in touch with that. And attach ourselves in our minds, in our thoughts, with the ultimate creator, with the creator of heavens and earth, with the one who created all of existence from nothing. So yes, our Amidah starts with aspiration. Our Amidah starts with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, each one finding their unique way of attaching themselves to Hashem and bringing Hashem into this world. And then we see ourselves as being part of that story, of trying to generate and foster within ourselves that sense of closeness, that sense of attachment, of kavana, of intent, of intentionality, of allowing our minds to rise higher, not to drift, but to attach themselves to the infinite creator of heaven and earth. That's the starting point of the Amidah. With aspiration. With realizing where a human being can get to. We might not get there. But no. Aim for the stars. Maybe you'll reach the moon. We realize what a human being can become. And we start to strive. To wish. To want. To become. Something similar to that too.